Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Yeah, I had someone today who had burners, and they were talking about, you know, that they're really increasing the fat because the burners were, you know, thin because they came off of kibble. I said, well, here's the thing. You can't.
They should be.
Right. But if you look at most burners that we see out here, they're way, way, way fat. And that
I know. People think they're supposed to be fat and they're not. And pretty much every burner that I've ever met has blown out an ACL by the time he's three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they're so fat.
Yeah, they're huge. And so I did say, listen, you can't stay on high fat because, again, you're not going to have the enough protein in there. So just remember that, right? Don't keep going towards the high fat all the time.
You got to keep in mind what you want your dog's body to look like too. You don't want, dogs are built different. I mean, a greyhound is not going to be built the same as a pit bull. They're different. Their musculature is different. But you want to stand over top of them, look down, and with a burner, you'd have to feel it. But still, there needs to be a pronounced waist behind the rib cage and in front of the hips, right? So you want to be able to run your hands across their middle, and you want to be able to easily feel ribs. And if you have a short-coated dog, you don't necessarily want to be able to see them, but if they're turning in the sunlight, you should be able to see the outlines of their ribs. And you should very easily be able to feel them, and they should have a very pronounced waist. Now, most people say that dog would be too thin, but that's because that's what you're accustomed to seeing. The majority of dogs that you see out in public are too fat, and it's way hard on their joints. It's way hard on their whole skeletal system, their muscular system, and their, you know, and especially if they're active, you want them to be light and lean and defined, you know? So when you take a dog off kibble, just like when you first go on a diet, you lose water weight. That's what they're doing. I call it kibble bloat. So they lose that, and then they look skinny to you. But then once they get established on the diet, they'll usually put some of that back on, but it'll be redistributed so that you have more of a bodybuilder build than a dad build.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Every picture I see of a corgi, they're too fat. Every single picture.
Except mine.
Well, except I know. Mine. That's why I was saying that. I was like, man, that is not what these dogs are meant to look like. It seems like the only animal out there that the pictures don't make them look too fat are cats.
Well, until you get a cat that's got the swingy belly.
Right. But they don't take pictures of cats like that. And, you know, I see wolves all the time. Last night I saw fox. I do have wolves up here too, but I, these fox run around a lot up here, and there was a black fox last night, and all these fox are svelte, right? They are beautiful because they're working and they're not sitting around, you know, waiting for mom and dad to feed them all the time and give them a ton of treats.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, that's the other thing people do too, is like, don't give your dog crap treats. There's no point in doing a good diet if you're going to give crap treats.
Well, but not only that, Neely, I mean, if you're treating all day, Asta gets where she's like, you know, she's 13 and she's like, I want a treat. I want a treat. I want a treat. These are still air dried treats, and their lungs, beef lung, lamb lung, stuff like that. But it's like, you don't need a treat five times a day. In my opinion, yeah. You know,
Mine get kale stalks and broccoli stems and stuff like that.
Nice.
For treats.
My dog. I mean, they, what the hell is that? I'm not eating
them, it. I'm all about giving them treats, but it's more about unless you're training and you need like a really high value something to, you know, for shaping behavior and training and stuff like that. That's different. But just because I love you treat, it's more about the actual act of sharing the treat with them than what it actually is. They don't care what it is. Yeah, give them something, you know, that they're going to be happy that you shared it with them, but is not going to do any kind of damage.
Yeah. I want to ask you, speaking of damage. All right. And I'm not going to name the group who it is, but there is a group out there at Neely, and they're selling iodine supplements. They go through this incredible calculation, meal formulation, and they're selling iodine supplements to people. I cannot understand why. Why?
But see, it doesn't make any sense to me that you would be, that people freak out about, oh, I can't feed chicken necks or turkey necks because there might be residual thyroid on there, but I'm going to give them a boatload of iodine. That doesn't make sense.
Because if you give too much iodine, now you get hypothyroidism.
Right. Well, this is, and that's why they're worried about the residual thyroid in the necks. So make up your mind.
I know, but do you think that we do a lot more damage? You've got a group out there that's doing raw, okay? But they want to formulate. They want to formulate, and it costs every time you reformulate. Well, okay.
You know my view on that. Anything that you have to sit down with a pen and pencil and figure to the exact milligram is crap, because nothing is exact like that. You can't do it. Even if you do sit down and do that, the numbers that you're using are an average. Beef has this many milligrams of this many milligrams of that, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's an average. You can't, if you were to test every animal, it'd be completely different. So it's not, you can't be exact about stuff like that. And that's not the way nutrition works. And yes, there are minimums and maximums and, you know, deficiencies and toxic levels and all that kind of stuff. Yes, there definitely are. But if you're, the whole goal is to make it easy enough for people to actually do it. And like what we were talking about earlier, not feel like they have to be a freaking rocket scientist to feed their dog. I mean, people don't go through that to feed themselves or their kids. At least I've never met anybody that does. There might be people out there that do, but I've never met anybody that does. But they freak out about having absolute 100% exact this and that for their dog. It's like, okay, I love my dogs too, but I'm not going to drive myself so crazy that I talk myself out of feeding them the right diet because I can't get the numbers to add up, right? So that's why you do variety. So if your dog has an issue where they legit need extra iodine, that's one thing, but that's something that you're going to have to come to with, you know, you're going to have to find a good vet that's actually going to look at levels and help you work that out. So, you know, there may be issues for that, but just in general, putting supplements in, no, that's why you do variety of proteins, plenty of organ meats. And, you know, I'm not one of these people that is anti-veg. So, you know, a small amount of vegetable matter, more to feed the bugs than to feed the dog. But so the bugs can take care of the dog. That's how you avoid that kind of stuff. If you're, there's always good to add something from the sea. It's good for you to add something from the sea for you too. But the easiest way to do that is with either phytoplankton or kelp powder.
Or real fish.
or real fish. But
yeah, so we've got the algae oil. We've got the green-lipped mussel oil. I did want to ask you this question because I've been hearing it a lot lately from new people. What is the problem that you see with salmon oil? Because a lot of people use salmon oil, and I know you would say chunk it.
It's processed fish oil. That's going to be oxidized and rancid. the Safe C or C Safe, whichever one it, however, whichever one it is, and the algae oil, both of those are sustainably done. They're not, they don't have the same oxidation factors issues as the fish oil does. The omega-3s are not as fragile.
When you do your consults, you know, when people come to you for help, do you find that it's, they've tried all these different kibbles? What do you see is the main diet of most of the people that you work with?
I have some people that are, you know, wanting to switch from kibble to raw, and they just need somebody to help walk them through it and answer their questions, because there's so much information out there anymore that is, you know, conflicting and all that. And they just are kind of overwhelmed and not sure where to start. So it makes them feel better to talk to somebody to kind of walk them through it. And then I have people that are doing raw but don't feel like they're doing it right, and they just want to be sure that they're adding enough, you know, they're getting a well-rounded nutrition. Gastric problems or skin problems or scratching problems or things like that, and they which, by the way, is pretty much always vaccine related. But, you know, there's definitely things you can do diet wise to minimize that. Vaccine damage is basically allergies, because the immune system is so confused and thrown out of whack that it's just attacking everything, and it's making the dog miserable. So in that case, we just kind of have to try to settle everything down. And, you know, some dogs are just so toxic that they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And but also you got to remember that they didn't get that way overnight. And, you know, you may be able to go to a conventional vet and get faster relief, but it doesn't last forever. I mean, like I've got like three people in the last month that are doing Apoquil and or Cytopoint both. And it's like, it doesn't work anymore. I'm like, well, of course it doesn't work anymore. So now you have like an even more tragically damaged immune system, and the dog is three times as miserable as it was before. So the detox holistic route is the only way to cure anything. And, but it takes a while, and it takes a lot of patience, and, you know, it's not a pill for every ill kind of thing, but that's the only way you can heal it. The pharmaceuticals and conventional medicine, you know, it only helps for the moment. It's kind of like the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories like Advil and naproxen sodium and all those. You know, what's the most common thing people take them for? Headaches and arthritis, right? Well, you know that they actually cause arthritis, right? It causes arthritis. So you're taking something that actually causes what you're taking it to relieve. So the more you take it, the worse you're going to get. Don't give your power away. It's your dog. You're the boss. You're paying the bill. If they want to do something you don't want them to do, or you're not ready to do, say no. Go home, look it up, talk to other people, figure out if that's something that you feel right about doing. If it is, fine. If it's not, that's fine too. Go talk to a different vet and see what they have to say. Don't just look at the person in the white coat and say, oh, they went to school all these years and they're an expert and they know more than I do. You know your dog better than anybody else does. So don't give away your power. The best thing you can do is limit toxic exposure as much as humanly possible. Don't introduce anything toxic. There's stuff that you're not going to be able to avoid just because that's the way the environment is. Feed appropriate food. Give them clean water. You know, filtered clean water. meet their exercise needs and their mental stimulation needs, give them a good life, good clean life like that. And, you know, if they live 20 years, that's amazing. If they live 8 years, you had 8 amazing years with them.
Well, Neely, thanks for all you do. You guys, you can work with Neely. She can help guide you through even some of the really, really tough stuff. She can look at it and say, that doesn't look like that. That looks like this. Work with Neely Piazza. You can find her on the Learning Center. Go to Health Consults. You can sign up right there. Neely will get back with you and schedule a time to go over everything that you need. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. It is the best thing for them. Meat, bones, organ, and fat. Do a variety, variety, variety. We've got a rotational diet sample right there in the Learning Center. Go to Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.